This is In Tune, a podcast brought to you by Wavelength Charity. Wavelength recently donated some equipment to a psychiatric intensive care unit in London. In this podcast, senior occupational therapist Michael Mendonas tells us about the impact this equipment has had on his patients. Unfortunately, the sound quality of Michael's clip isn't great. He was recording at work and you can hear quite a bit of background noise, but we hope that you enjoy it anyway.
Hello, Wavelength. My name is Michael Mendonas, and I am the senior occupational therapist on Caspian Ward at Park Royal Centre for Mental Health. Caspian Ward is a PQ, which stands for Psychiatric Intensive Care Unit. It's a mental health unit which is locked and where patients typically might not have any leave to leave a building for a number of weeks, especially when they're unwell. We have criteria for admission, which means patients are either too unwell to be on an acute inpatient ward, or they're of an active suicide risk, or they're a risk of violence to others, or they're at risk of running away and then harming themselves or other people. So with my ward, patients really don't have much freedom. So the first thing to say is to thank you for the 40-inch TV which arrived, and patients were able to watch the Euros. We had issues with our previous TV, which was too small, and people could not actually see the screen because they were blocked by the viewing angles. We were also looking forward to watching the Olympics. I've managed to coax people out of their rooms, and so have staff, other staff members, to get people to come and watch a big match when it's on, and we're hoping to do the same with the Olympics too. And again, with music as well, music TV programs, channels, they're very popular, and we can get people to come out and promise them that they won't be obscured by other people in their way. You probably hear the alarm in the background, but we'll just carry on. So thanks for that TV. It's been really successful, and patients have said it's a big improvement on crowding around or trying to stand over somebody else to see what's going on the screen. It did cause a lot of disputes before too, so this has really helped. And I know that a couple of times people have stayed in their rooms because they said, well, what's the point in coming to the day area to watch the TV when they can't see? And then some people would sort of hog the front seats and block their views. So we'll come to the radios in a second. Due to confidentiality, and also quite a few of my patients are quite paranoid, it's not really possible to interview them. So I'm just going to feedback what they've said to me and some of the observations we've had from watching people using their radios, as well as some direct quotes. So I mean, I know personally as an occupational therapist that music really helps with symptoms, and we've seen that patients with psychosis listening to music via headphones or just through speakers really reduces the intensity of their symptoms. So for example, if they're hearing voices, when they listen to music or talk radio or anything like that, then the amount of suffering really decreases because the intensity of their voices decrease. This is two. It's also very important with the patients to keep in touch with what's happening in the world around them because they've become very isolated, especially if they have no leave. We do have newspapers on the ward, but a lot of patients have been listening to talk radio, especially a London-based one called LBC, and then we can talk about current affairs and events in the world happening right now. Some patients have actually said to me that they feel kind of valued by being given decent Roberts radios. A few of them said, oh, well, the classic kind of is a classic British brand that goes back to the 50s or 60s, apparently. So when they get given a decent radio, they feel that that sort of reflects on how we see them rather than giving some flimsy thing that breaks within a week or two. I'd also, just to finish up, I'd say to do with the, again, social isolation. I mean, some people have been bringing them out of their rooms to the games room. So just a couple of direct quotes to finish from a few patients. Some of them have said that they can go to their room and chill out with their own music when they're stressed out. They've fed back that they are experiencing less intensity with their symptoms when they are in a room. They find that instead of going to an empty room, maybe reading a book, it's a kind of more direct way to de-stress them instantly. One of the major things is when I have the games room open and they come in and play games, they now just choose whichever station they really like with their kind of music, and they've said it's good to be able to play their own favourite stations to people, have it in the background too. So they have a sense of control over their environment, and they're just that kind of empty space and time in the hours they have to while away while they're locked up is filled with something that's very valuable to them. And with us, we found music therapeutic on the ward with playing instruments and doing a music group and talking about music. It's just been a major thread in nearly all therapeutic activities, really. So just to finish off, I'd just like to say thank you to Wavelength for the incredible generosity and for being so flexible with giving us a radio for everybody, because when we had a few radios, it caused a lot of issues because people became jealous and they would actually fight over the radios. So now that we have one for every room, in every patient's bedroom, it's a fair system, and I can actually use it for their care plans and say, you know, we can actually say, go to your room and listen to some music if you're feeling stressed out, and then come back out when you're feeling a little bit better. So yeah, thank you very much to Wavelength for the TV and the radios, and please keep on carrying on the brilliant work you're doing. Thanks from Michael, OT on Caspian Ward, and from the Caspian Ward staff and patients. Bye bye.
We'd like to say a big thank you to Michael for giving us this feedback. We really love to hear stories like these, and if you or anyone that you know has been benefited by Wavelength, then please do get in touch via our website to tell us about it. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time at InTune Podcast, brought to you by Wavelength Charity.